the Eye of the Lion podcast, where the truth always wins.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let's go!
Hit it!
With your host, Kevin Castillo.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Eye of the Lion podcast, where we aim to transform the ordinary to become extraordinary through inspiration, truth, and leadership. My name is Kevin Castillo. Thank you so much for tuning in today. It really means the world to me that you took out time today to tune into the podcast. I really hope that you get any sort of value out of it. If you do get value, I would appreciate it if you could share it with someone that could take the value and apply it to their life and start living a better life one day at a time. Remember, small wins eventually lead to big wins. So let's go ahead and dive in. If you follow me on social media, I'm primarily on Facebook. You may have noticed that I made a post that says something along the lines of, in a fast-paced world today and workplaces that are go, 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 from open to close, rest and time off is key. Just like your phone, you need to recharge to remain at your best. So going back to a story, I love stories. I love telling stories. So you're going to hear a story about my past. I was raised thinking that the more money I made, the happier I would become. I started to realize that these things were being told to me by my family, my friends, society, school system, you name it, outside influence, whatever you want to call it. And they said the more money I made, the happier I would become. I started working at Firestone at the age of 23, worked a few years there, had an opportunity that arose. I was currently making $10 an hour. I had an opportunity that came up where I could start working on forklifts, making $13 an hour. And back then in 2002, 2003, I was like, man, that's a lot of money. So what did I do? I jumped ship, put in my 2-week notice at Firestone. 2 weeks pass. I go start working on forklifts. Very interesting job. And a few weeks in, I get a call from my manager at Firestone wanting to ask if I want to make a few extra bucks, I could come in after I get off work, because he knew that I worked 6 to 2 at the other job, Monday to Friday. Firestone was open 7 days a week, all hours of the day for the most part. So I did the math and started realizing, man, I can really make some money if I work both these jobs. Well, fast forward to 9 months, I was falling asleep at red lights, fell asleep at a stop sign here and there. Thankfully, I realized that, again, after 9 months, that this just wasn't going to work. I mean, the money was good. The money was great. I was able to buy things. I'm going to say things, needless things that I really didn't need. So I ended up leaving the job. But I learned a valuable lesson. Money does not ultimately make you happy. It can make you happy. It just depends what you do with it. And it depends what you're doing to get it. So there's a lot of people that claim they love their jobs. A lot of people claim that they want to make all this money. But at the end of the day, do you really love what you do? And is all that money making you happy? I'm not going to discourage you from making a lot of money. I think we all want to make a lot of money. But again, at the end of the day, is it going to make you happy? So chasing money is great to a certain extent. What I'm saying is just my personal opinion. I've made a lot of money in my time. I've made very little. I've been without a job in the past. I appreciate money. I respect it. I know that it can afford you different freedoms of whatever it is that you define as freedom. But I really encourage you to figure out what it is that's going to make you happy. And when you decide to pursue whatever it is that you want to pursue, you got to realize that you are going to eventually need to take a day off. You're eventually going to need to take a few days off or even a week so you can recharge. It reminds me of NASCAR. You'll see the cars going and going and going. And then every now and then you'll see a car pull into the pit. You know, they're getting new tires. They're getting gas put in the car. They're getting all these things, basically refreshing the car itself, if that's the word you want to use. And in other words, they're recharging the car so it can remain at its best through the race. And while it's in the pits off, other cars are racing, they're passing it. But at the same time, those same cars that are passing are eventually going to have to stop and recharge. New tires, more gas, all these different things. And it's just like in boxing. They have, what, 10, 12 rounds? I don't really watch boxing, but I'm just using this as an example. They fight for, 3 minutes, 5 minutes? And then they take a break. They, you know, they get water, they clean them up, get them ready to fight another round. You got to use that same mentality in work. Obviously, you're not going to be able to take a break every 5 minutes. You're not going to be driving a car for work, obviously, but I think you get the point. You need to recharge and realize that as you get older, you're going to start realizing that you need to start taking better care of your health. You may have a family, it may just be you, but you need to look out for yourself and for your family as well. Your family needs you. And not only that, but in today's world, we tend to work more and we spend more time away from our own family because we're at work. That if you need to do it, that's fine. That's great. We all need to get some sort of money coming in to buy the things that we need in our life, to support our family, to support our lifestyle. You may have a mortgage payment, a car payment, whatever it is, but you got to take the initiative to schedule time off so you can recharge. Because at the end of the day, if you were to pass because you overwork yourself all the time, your job will just replace you. So you got to start taking care of yourself. You have to really start understanding that without your health, you won't be much. Just like in business, an unhealthy business won't last. And just like you, if you're unhealthy, you won't last. I don't mean to scare you. I just want to make you more aware of the importance of scheduling time off to recharge, to go after what it is that you want in your life, obviously. But no matter what it is, you have to recharge. Take that time off. Spend it with your family. Our time is limited here on earth. Schedule that time off. What can you do today to provide a better tomorrow? What can you do today to get you where you want to be? Whatever it is, that's fine. That's great. But you have to realize that no matter what it is, schedule time off. Schedule that vacation. You may even take a two-week vacation, whatever it is that you need, whatever it takes to recharge, to come back, to be remain at your best. So I encourage you to get some sort of value out of this. Take notes. Figure out how you're going to implement this in your life. Share this with somebody that can take the value and apply it to their life. After all, this podcast is to provide value, content to help you start leading by example. If people start seeing that you're never taking time off and you're always working, go, 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 what do you think they're going to do? They're going to think they have to work and go, go, go all the time. So I encourage you to schedule time off and start doing better every day, one day at a time. And remember, small wins lead to big wins. I also wanted to share a story with you. I listen to Simon Sinek. I don't know if you listen to Simon Sinek, but he's real big into leadership in the workplace. He is one of the main reasons why I started this podcast pertaining to leadership. He was told a story about a lumberjack. These two guys, they're lumberjacks. They came in at the same time. They left at the same time. And one lumberjack never, ever, ever took a break. And he was just go, 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 go. And then the other lumberjack was gone for an hour every day. One lumberjack that never took a break, he says, I don't understand. I just don't get it. And the other lumberjack was like, what do you mean you don't get it? And the lumberjack that's always go, go, go was like, you're gone every day for an hour. And I work more than you, but yet you do more work than me and you're gone for an hour. Well, because he rested and he recharged to remain at his best versus being burned out and exhausted and not getting as far. So I hope that story inspired you to take time off and spend it with either yourself, loved ones, friends, family, whatever. But schedule that time off. You won't regret it. Take care, guys. I love you all. We'll see you on the next podcast.